Is simply working longer really a retirement strategy? Plus, we're going to help bust some myths surrounding long-term care. And later on, Tom's going to clear up some misconceptions around Social Security. We'll get to that plus much, much more. But first things first, we do say hello to the star of the show, the man of the hour, my good buddy, Tom Fortino. And Tom, it is always a pleasure, sir. I hope you're having a great weekend so far.
You know, I am. Thank you, Kevin. It's always a pleasure to be with you. So, and a pleasure to be with the audience. It's just, it's a pleasure all around. How about that?
630-864-6711 or online at alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, let's dive into it because I saw a really interesting study here recently from Ipsos, and it asked financial advisors if they are adjusting retirement plans based on the current economy. And about 65% answered yes. Now, many of those advisors are using a strategy they've never used before, an annuity. So, Tom, let me ask you, what is it about annuities that maybe are a little more appealing in 2026 to retirees that maybe that wasn't necessarily the case 10, 15, 20 years ago?
Well, I think maybe people are becoming more aware of some of these issues. Well, first of all, we've got the baby boomer generation, you know, 10,000 people turning 65 every single day, and that's going to be going on for the next few years. So we've got this population boom that's coming into retirement. But when you think about some of the issues, we talk about longer lifespans, right? We're just living longer than ever. That's just a fact. So we have to deal with, you know, and we're going to talk about annuities. I want to give some information. Let me just say that. And I want people to understand how these work because there's a lot of misinformation. I've had multiple meetings this week. So we're going to demystify this whole, what does it mean? What do these annuities mean? But longer lifespans, right? Social Security, we're going to talk about that more today, but it just isn't enough in retirement. Healthcare costs are rising. Inflation, we've talked about that. Again, longer lifespans, inflation, no one's immune from that. And so we have to deal with some of these things. And so how do we try to create some security in retirement? Well, it comes back to this thing about creating income. Income you can't outlive, which is the number one concern about retirees. That's not a news flash, okay? So this is where annuities can come into play. Look, annuities can play a number of different roles. It's an investment product. So again, I want to demystify some of this stuff. Because as you know, Kevin, there's a lot of information out there, and I would argue misinformation. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management. I like to say we do complete retirement planning, which I believe we do, estate planning, income planning, tax planning, all of these things. And I'm insurance licensed, so annuities fall under that umbrella, life insurance, long-term care insurance, annuities. But it is an investment product, and so why would I use an annuity? And you asked the question, and so what is the benefit of using annuity? Well, annuities, there's a number of benefits. And I just kind of preface some of the problems which we have to deal with on these risks when we go into retirement. When the paychecks stop coming, the rhythm of these paychecks hitting, you know, every 2 weeks, well, now we have to create this income. So that's a vehicle that will give you a guaranteed lifetime income. So the way they work is you can use IRA money, you can use Roth IRA money, you can use money in a bank account. You can fund them a number of different ways, but what do? They provide a guaranteed income stream for the rest of your life. And so when we talk about these risks I just mentioned, I'll go through them. Well, you get a steady paycheck for the rest of your life, number one. So that longevity risk I just talked about, well, that goes away. Mm-hmm. Two, market risk. Right, the sequence of returns risk or this market risk. Well, it doesn't matter if the market's up, down, sideways, the paychecks keep coming in. Yeah. We have to also take a look at what about those of you that are married? Guess what? You know, we talk about survivor benefits on pensions. Well, the way you set these up, typically I do if I'm working with someone, is a joint lifetime income. That means the income comes in for both of your lives. So if a spouse passes away, yeah, one of the Social Securities goes away. A pension can be reduced. But guess what? That income will, again, continue for the rest of your spouse's life. Now, those are benefits. Mm-hmm. Is it better than an investment? Not necessarily. It's just different. But if you're invested in the market, and again, most of what we do is active portfolio management, so I'm not pro or con. I just think you deserve to hear the truth. And by the way, we have a report on our website called The Truth About Annuities This is part of our library. If you want to go to alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, you can download the truth about annuities. And so I just want people to understand, that's my commitment. I've been doing this a long time, and you know, it's disheartening when people come in and they're getting misinformation. Just tell the truth. This is how they work. And I've given the example before, and I'll use this example. And this is just an illustration. There's different companies, there's different ways these work. But this is based on a couple age 60 putting $500,000. Again, it's an investment. It could be a piece of your retirement plan. It's like you're creating your own pension plan. If you put $500,000 into one of these products, in this example, at age 67, that's a full retirement age. Let's say you turn on your Social Security at that point or whatever it may, this will give you a little over $57,000 a year income, okay, joint lifetime income. Again, I mentioned joint lifetime income. So if you wait, you may decide, hey, and the other benefit to these, if you want to wait a year or 2 years, in 2 years, it goes up to $68,000 a year. So these typically increase the longer you defer, kind of like Social Security. So think about, you know, if I want to, add these to my overall plan, well, that's part of your income plan. So now I can start stacking. In this example, I said, you know, was it, let's see, at age 60, I got to look at my paper again here. Okay, 57,000. And then let's say between my spouse and I, we have 70,000 of Social Security. How would you feel if you could say, okay, going into retirement, I know, again, regardless of market, regardless of age, we get back to this whole thing, I'm going to have over $120,000, close to $130,000 of gross income coming in. That's not a bad thing, okay? And then hopefully you still have the investments. And so this is where they can come in for clients. In fact, there's some studies that have been shown with the annuities. Again, I'm not pro. By the way, I've had people come and say, Tom, you're for annuities. I'm not for or against them. I'm just explaining how they work. I want you to understand. So if you invest in these, they give you an income for the rest of your life, the rest of your spouses. By the way, if you don't go through that investment, the account value doesn't go away, but I just want you to understand that. If there's account value left, that goes to your children and grandchildren. Mm-hmm. These are not bad things. So I just want people to understand how they can work, and that's why we offer the information. I always offer, too, if people want to come in or if you want me to run some illustrations for you so you can see how they work, so you make the decision. It's not based on somebody's opinion. You want to learn about it. You know, you want to schedule a time to come in or even a phone call or a Zoom meeting. You know, we can chat for 15 minutes or you come on in, we'll throw everything in a box. You know, the old adage, throw everything in a box, come on in. If you're 5 or 10 years from retirement, even if you're in retirement, let's get clear on how you can create income you can't outlive and understand if these fit in your plan. And give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can select the Retirement Roadmap button, and you can get on my calendar directly. Again, the Retirement Roadmap button on alphawealthgroup.com, or download information. We're here for you. I just want you to be informed on how these work so, you know, they can be helpful in your retirement.
And again, while you're at alphawealthgroup.com, don't forget you can also sign up for the Alpha Wealth Reports, including The Truth About Annuities. It's at alphawealthgroup.com, or better yet, get on Tom Fortino's calendar right now by dialing 630-864-6711. Again, 630-864-6711, or online at alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, found a recent study from Quick Read, and it found that about a quarter of all Americans think they've got a personal Social Security account, like a 401k, just waiting for them in retirement. And obviously, if you're a loyal listener to this show, you know that's not exactly how it works. So, Tom, help us clear up maybe some other misconceptions you've heard around Social Security. I know you've done this for a long time. Yep. I'm sure you've heard just about everything there is at this point, right?
Well, you know, I want to say through no fault of anyone, you know, we talk about it. I think you hear people quote it as Lawrence Kotlikoff. I've referred to him many times because he's a Boston College professor. He has some great information on it. He has a book called Get What's Yours, Get What's Yours. It's great. It talks about Social Security benefits. He's quoted as saying there's over 2,700 rules in the Social Security handbook. Mm. So, I mean, if you think about it, you've got your retirement benefit. There's also a spousal benefit. There's a survivor benefit. You know, you go down the line, divorce spousal benefits. Do you take it at full retirement age? What are the rules if you take it prior to full retirement age? Because you could be penalized if your income is too high. We could go on and on. So I don't know if the term misconceptions or just complete confusion, because you got to, you know, go through 3,000 pages just to figure out what's going on. But the point is, and you can be pretty, again, this is something where I like to say we're different by design. You know, I've read the book, Get What's Yours. We do a lot with Social Security. We provide, do a Social Security analysis for people that come in. I want you to understand, again, just like we talked about annuities in the first segment, Kevin, you know, I want to stick with the facts and explain, you know, this is not rocket science. If it's explained properly and presented properly, that's my commitment when I sit down with someone. Mm-hmm. I want you to understand it. And so you're comfortable with it. And so when we talk about the Social Security decision, obviously it's a very big decision because it's going to impact. Look, there, I think it was Forbes that showed that 96% of individuals that claim Social Security, it's called your claiming strategy when you take it. Okay, they leave almost $100,000 on the table.
Wow.
And it can be significant. And so that's why, guess what? I'll offer this, as we just offered the truth about annuities. You can get our Social Security decision report, the Social Security decision. It's on our website in our library. Again, I offer this information because I want you to be able to sit down, read through it, start to gather some information. I try to keep it pretty straightforward, right? So when you want to take your benefit, you understand how these things work. Everybody's situation is unique. If you take it, like, okay, let's just the basics. 62 is the earliest you can take it. Mm-hmm. Now, most people probably shouldn't take it at 62. If you're working, you're going to be penalized, so you're probably not going to take it at 62. 67 is full retirement age for anyone born in 1960 or later. What does that mean? I kind of jokingly say, I mean, there's three milestones, 62, 67, and 70. Those are the three key ages you should be aware of. Okay, 62 again is you're when you hit 62, you technically you're eligible for Social Security. Probably won't take it. Again, if you're working, you're going to be penalized and you're not going to get much of it. Okay. 67, what does that mean? They call it full retirement age. It doesn't mean you have to take Social Security because Social Security keeps ticking up by 8%. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you take Social Security at 62, that's a 30% reduction from what your full retirement age benefits. That is pretty huge. Mm-hmm. So you're locking into a lower benefit for the rest of your life. Let's say you're retired and you decide to take it. Lower benefit for the rest of your life, right? The COLA increases are going to be less because it's on a smaller number. The spousal benefit is potentially less. And so we really have to be careful about this whole Social Security claiming strategy. Again, that's why we this is what we do. You should be working with someone that can give you some ideas on it. Now, there's no, I don't have the perfect answer. Nobody does. Mm-hmm. But if you understand the general rules of, okay, the higher benefit should probably be the one you defer if you're married. Why? Even if you're not married, you know, keep in mind, I'm going to quote Lawrence Kotlikoff, the risk isn't dying, the risk is living.
Mm-hmm.
So this longer life expectancy, which we talked about on the annuity side, this is all part of your income plan, by the way. That's one of the five pillars we talk about. And so we want you to understand how to try to maximize these benefits as best you can. 67 is full retirement age. Sorry, I'll get back to that. What does that mean? Number one, it isn't your highest benefit. 70 is your highest benefit, but it means that penalty goes away. So guess what? If you're working, I don't care if you're making $1 million a year, you can turn on your Social Security. You're getting it all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The whole tax piece of it, how much of it is tax? We'll talk about that next segment because we're going to get to taxes.
Yeah.
How do you get most of your Social Security tax-free? By the way, it's not tax-free. And we'll talk about that whole concept of it. But you see how this stuff starts working together. And 67 is the full retirement age benefit. It means, again, the penalty goes away. It's the highest spousal benefit. Half of that is your spouse's spousal benefit. That's the maximum. If your spouse doesn't have a working history, if your benefit is $40,000 at age 67, your spouse's benefit is $20,000. It might be higher than the retirement benefit. So, and it does not affect your retirement benefit. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to get into all this, but I just want people to understand the general rules of understanding. I had a client, for example, who was 64, I think, and her husband was older, you know, and has been taking Social Security for a while, over 70.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, should I turn on my Social Security? Should I not? We went through it, and the end of the result was take your Social Security, even though it's a lower benefit. Why? Because his was higher. And I'm sorry, life expectancy, men go first. The reality is if she waited another 3, 4, or 5 years to take it, she will not be getting her benefit. So I said, let's just take it. You're going to take it. And when your spouse passes away, because if you don't take your benefit, 4 or 5 years passes or 10 years and your spouse passes away, you've taken nothing or very little,
right?
And yours is gone, and now you get. So anyway, that's why I'm saying there's all these different moving parts. You need to understand. You know, we have the information on our thing, but I would say for those that really want, because you got to know the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can give you opinions all day long. People can give you opinions all day. Take it as early as you can. I think Dave Ramsey has said that. Wait till you're 70, maybe not. Again, there's all these pieces that come into play, because in some cases, I have a client I just talked to this week, and he's working. He's going to work till 70, but he's turning on his Social Security, 68. And we talked about it because he's going to bank it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to, guess what he's going to do? He's going to contribute to Roth for he and his wife. By the way, a non-working spouse can, she's retired, non-working spouse can have, you can contribute. So now they're going to bank into a tax-free account $17,200 between the two of them every year for the next few years. That's great stuff.
Yeah.
See how this stuff works? Anyway, if you want to, let's get to the call to action here, which is if you're really serious about this, and you really want to sit down and understand the options, we test and first of all, we'll test your overall plan. We'll talk about your overall income plan, but we'll also talk about the Social Security decision. And then what are your options? We'll test it at different ages. You'll get to see the numbers. And one thing you won't say is, I didn't take a look at this. I didn't do the due diligence. I didn't just take the guy next to me in my cubicle who told me take it early. I did it because I did the analysis. That's, again, our commitment. So if you want to do that, you know, give us a call. We'll do the complete analysis on your overall plan, the investment planning, the portfolio analysis, the income planning. We'll test your plan. We'll talk about creating income you cannot live. And certainly, what about that claiming strategy, the Social Security decision? If you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. There's someone standing by. You can get on my calendar or one of our advisors' calendars. Or you can go right to the website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Select that retirement roadmap button, because that's what it's about, creating your retirement roadmap. And we'll get going on this stuff, get some answers. Let's not procrastinate.
So, Tom, you mentioned in our previous segment, we talk a little taxes, and I don't think we've mm-hmm. ever done a show together where we haven't dove into some sort of tax conversation, right?
Well, I would say no show would be complete without taxes. And who doesn't want to talk taxes?
I do want to point out there is an important catch to the new $6,000 tax deduction, obviously for seniors 65 and older. So the more you earn, the more that deduction phases out. For every dollar a single filer makes over 75 grand or 150 for a couple, that deduction gets reduced. And this is where that 1 year tax issue, Tom, can really turn into a much larger, much longer term planning conversation. So, Tom, if someone wants to reduce that tax bill in retirement, how can you help our listeners? There's a lot of ways, I'm sure, right?
Wow. You know, we were talking about Social Security and the 2700 rules in the Social Security handbook. That's nothing compared to the tax code.
Yeah.
Thought that was complicated. Well, and again, this is why you want to work with someone. I just had a meeting recently with a really good guy. You know, this guy's worked his whole life. Again, I always say that because I feel like I'm blessed because these people come in, they work so hard, and I just great when I can help them out. And he said, you know, one of the things I was looking for and the reason I'm here is because, you know, the person I'm working with right now, I have an accountant and I have an attorney and I have this, and no one's talking. And so, you know, that's why we're set up the way we are at the Alpha Wealth Group. We talk taxes. And so, you know, for example, this tax with the Social Security being tax-free, it's really not. Okay, first of all, it's not that, it's still the same calculation. We can get into, you know, anywhere from 32 to 44,000 of provisional income. Anyway, we don't need to get into that. I do the whole calculation for you. But up to 85% of your Social benefit can be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
If your benefit, I've used this example many times because it's easy with the numbers, but if your benefits are $60,000 between you and your spouse, 85% of that is $50,000. So up to $50,000 of your $60,000 benefit, you look at line, I think it's 5A and 5B on your 1040. 5A is what you're receiving and say, okay, there's my $60,000. Well, hold on, that now $50,000 comes over to that other column. That's the taxable amount. It's included in your income at whatever your tax bracket is. So if you're in a 22%, $50,000 of 22, here we go doing math again. But 22% of 50,000, well, that's 11,000.
Mm-hmm.
So your benefit's not 60, it's 49,000, right? Because you're giving 11,000 back to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And so this can be very, very destructive. It can, in fact, the taxes, we talked about claiming strategies, how it increases by 8% per year, every year you defer, trying to get a maximum benefit. Well, what about the tax piece of it? Because the claim, the taxes can even be more impactful than the claiming strategies. It's kind of sick. I'm sorry. It's just, it's very frustrating because prior to 1983, Social Security was completely tax-free. And we can go through the history, but 83, they made 50% tax up to 50, and then in 93, up to 85% was taxable. And there's where we stand today. But the point is, it's not, you still go through that same calculation I just was talking about. The difference is, if you're 65 or older, you get a $6,000 deduction per person up to $12,000. Now that gets phased out over time. So technically, you know, the idea was that most people, if they're getting a 12, if a couple's getting a $12,000 deduction, most people, that's why they say it's tax-free, less than $12,000 of their Social Security is taxable, so it wipes out the tax. So it's not really Social Security's, no tax on Social Security. It's just they assume the deduction's going to wipe out most of your tax.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helpful, but it may not. And so I just want people to understand that. But this gets back to this whole tax thing, and that's why you hear me pound the table a lot of times on what I call forward tax planning. There's things you can do today, certainly, which is being more tax efficient. You know, you're getting a 1099, that's going to tax some of your Social Security. Your RMDs, that's going to tax most of you. All these things are part of taxing Social Security. And you need to understand that. That's one when I talk about Roths, where I say, I just mentioned that couple that I worked with where he's working and he's going to start contributing. As long as you have earned income, you can contribute to a Roth. I don't care if you're 65 or 95. If you have earned income, you can contribute to a Roth. And I also mentioned in this example, my client, his wife is retired, and he said, oh, I can contribute for her. I said, of course you can. Non-working spouses, can you can still contribute for them too. So here's the benefit on the back end. And same thing with Roth 401ks. I talked about health savings accounts. All of this getting to tax-free, none of it is impacts your Social Security. Taxable Social Security. In fact, if most of your money was in a Roth, you may get all your Social Security tax-free. Imagine that. I mean, I've got a client who is going to have over almost $120,000 of income between the two of them, no tax.
Wow.
Because we've been doing this forward planning. It's very rewarding when you get to that point. Again, Roth IRAs not only are not taxable at all, zero, they'll never go on your 1040, or Roth 401ks, they are not used to determine how much your Social Security is taxable. And better yet, they're not used in the calculation for IRMA, your Medicare premium. You know, that's why when I say on these conversions, you know, when someone says, well, you're going to pay 22%, my response a lot of times is, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Pay the 22% once, never pay again. You made the comment earlier, Kevin, everybody's situation is unique. But think about it this way. When I start to do these things, that's on a conversion. By the way, the contribution is not taxable, but the conversions, that's another thing you can do. And even if you pay the 22%, well, that may mean I get more of my Social Security tax-free. There's no required minimum distributions. If tax rates go up in the future, tax rate on it is always zero.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about these issues. There's a widow's penalty for those that are married. Your RMDs don't go down. So now if tax rates go up and your spouse now is in a higher tax bracket, it's even really a double whammy. And oh, yeah, by the way, when it goes to your children, they're going to pay tax on it too at whatever that tax rate is, which could be their highest tax earning years. They may have to turn around and give another 30% away.
Mm-hmm.
So now that 22% doesn't sound so bad. And you may be in a 12%. So I just want people to understand how this stuff works. How do you understand how your Social Security is taxed? Are you being taxed on your Social Security? Look at your 1040. Look at line 5A and 5B. Understand, because when you give away money in taxes, that's money you're never going to have for the rest of your life. That's money that's never going to grow for you. That's money that's never going to go to your children. So we need to be doing tax planning. We do that at the Alpha Wealth Group. That's why I said you want to understand some of these things. Otherwise, you're giving away money every year, maybe unknowingly, and it's unfortunate. And so I just want you to be aware of this stuff. So if you want to, again, we have all kinds of information on our website, getting to tax-free, taking control of your taxes. This is a big part of what we do. So again, you can get that information at alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Better yet, you can give us a call and schedule a time because, as we said, Kevin, everybody's situation is unique. What are some things you can do? I've just scratched the surface.
Mm-hmm.
You know, throw everything in a box, bring in your tax returns. We're going to demystify this stuff. If you want to take advantage of that, again, give us a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. 6711. It will be time well spent. It's a great exercise and a process to go through. We'll sit down. It may be, you know, we'll do one, two, three meetings or however it takes. We'll do the analysis. That's what we do. So give us a call. Let's take care of some of this stuff and get you some answers you deserve that can make a difference in your retirement plan.
And again, there's no cost, there's no obligation to sit down with Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. You want to learn more? We do have teammates standing by to get you on his calendar right now. Again, that number is 630-864-6711. 46% of people who retired last year said they did so earlier than they expected. And of those folks, 76% said it was due to things outside their control, like health issues, layoffs, or even caregiving for a loved one. So, Tom, someone tuned in today, if they are concerned about maybe a forced early retirement, what are some moves you can help put in place now to protect their income in the event life does throw them that curveball?
Well, Kevin, I've come across this, of course, with individuals who have come into our office and they've said, you know, I was planning on what just exactly what you said. And, you know, when you say 76% were due to these outside things that are of their control, well, the numbers bear, you know, they are what they are. That's what the numbers are. So, of course, I've come across this. The first thing that I would say is, and most importantly, we'll talk about some ideas here, but you've got to know where you stand. I mean, if you're saying, well, let's see, I'm not really sure, I'm going to work 3 more years, because I've had these discussions where someone will say, I woke up one day and I realized, my God, I'm over 60. I'm a couple years from retirement. I really haven't looked at these things. Not really sure how I'm going to create income. I don't know, you know, about how does the Social Security thing work. I haven't really done any planning on a standpoint of my overall plan. I haven't looked at my investments in a while. I've kind of been doing systematic contributions to my 401k. And I'm really uncertain about how things are going. I don't think that's that uncommon. So the first thing, without getting into specifics, is you really need to, and that's what one of the first steps we do. First of all, define your goal. You know, what do you need? A lot of times the numbers in front of you. What are you making today, less your contributions? If you're making $100,000 and you say, I'm putting $20,000 into, to keep the number simple, and I'm putting $20,000 into my 401k plan, well, obviously I'm living on $80,000. I may be living on less with taxes. Okay, and you're living on that amount. Mm-hmm. Again, maybe not the best. You can be a little more specific, put pencil to paper. But we need to start there. What do I need? What, you know, this is a process. I'm a process guy. I've said about it. You know, I'm an electrical engineer as my undergraduate. I'm an engineer. So I'm a process guy. We do financial engineering here. And so, you know, that's why we have an income planning packet. I try to provide the tools. That's on our website too. You know, we can send that to you. The budget worksheet, you know, defining the numbers you need. If you can't tell me what you need in retirement, if you haven't even looked at it, well, that's a problem. And you may be surprised. A lot of times people come here, they're in a better place than they thought they were. So wouldn't that be good to know, hey, even if I get blindsided or somehow something happens to me, you know, I'm going to be okay. So that's where I didn't mean to go off on too much on it, but it's so important, because if you don't know where you stand and you don't know what the plan looks like, you got to start there. So that's one thing we can start with if you want to get together. That's why I offer that retirement roadmap. You go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, you select the retirement roadmap, you'll walk out of here with a clear picture of where you stand relative to your goals. You may be there, and wouldn't that be good to know? And now maybe actually you go into work feeling even better because you don't have to be there. Mm-hmm. So that always makes usually for a better environment at work. But sure. The other things that you can look at, if you're not there, that's even, okay, let's say you're not there too. So it's good regardless to go through this, because you can say, okay, what can I do? Well, of course, you can try to contribute as much as you can. Maybe you say, look, I'm going to really put my pedal to the metal, my whatever phrase you want to use, a nose to the grindstone, whatever these phrases are. But, you know, keep in mind, you can, if you're over 50, you can put $32,500 into your 401k. Are you maxing out your 401k? Am I plowing as much money into that 401k as I can? $32,500 if I'm over age 50. If you're between 60 and 63, you can put another that's a supersized, another $3,250 in there. Are you doing that? And oh, by the way, I know you may be shocked, but you have what's called after-tax contributions. You can put up to $70,000. I know if your plan allows for it, that money goes in after tax. We've talked about that strategy, because if you have that after-tax contribution, that's money you can put in above the $32,500 if your plan allows. That's called an after-tax contribution. Most people are not aware of that. But you can put money in there for your future. And, oh, by the way, if I put that money in after tax, in many cases, I can convert that to a Roth. But let's say I put an extra $20,000 in after tax, and I convert that because it's in a retirement plan, but it's money I've already paid tax on. So I take that $20,000, I move it to a Roth. It's a conversion, but there's no tax because I already paid the tax. I got another $20,000 into a tax-free account for retirement. I mean, this is stuff that we can be doing. These are all these ideas that we can be incorporating. And so we just have to be aware of some of these things. Maybe there's sometimes the answer isn't the best answer. I'm sorry, but maybe it's a part-time work. If you can work a little bit to say, I'm working enough to pay the bills, so I don't have to claim Social Security, because we talked about that already, Kevin. You don't want to lock into the lowest benefit. I don't have to dip into my investments. You know, these are all good things. And oh, by the way, Medicare doesn't kick on until 65. This is all about just getting, you know, one of the biggest, I think, I said it before, it's unfortunate where we just don't know. Because, and it's not through, this is not to be critical, there's so many darn rules. You know, we already talked about some of them, but you got to know where you stand. And that's why I said, and then we can talk about these other ideas, whether it's, hey, I'm still working, so I'm really going to max out my savings and do what I can and maybe even try to get more into tax-free. I don't want, you know, and if I do, that does come to pass, and I am not working, well, maybe I do some things where I work not the same income, but what does it allow me to do? It allows me to still maybe have insurance coverage so I can put off my Medicare until 65 or cover it until 65. I don't have to dip into my savings. I can defer my Social Security longer. These can be very impactful. But for those, I would say if you want to, again, go. There's a lot of moving parts. We simplify this stuff. I always say that's what we do. That's why I talk about being complete. Mm-hmm. That's how we approach it. If you want to do that, then we talk about creating that retirement roadmap and getting you answers you're not getting. Give us a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. I'm happy just to have a 15-minute conversation with you. You can talk to me or one of our other advisors. We'll just have a chat, because sometimes just a conversation can be very helpful. But if you want to come in, we'll do the complete analysis. Throw everything in a box. Right, all these things we talked about, from creating income, minimizing taxes, reviewing your portfolio and helping you on that side, protecting your assets, and, of course, having an estate and legacy plan. That's being complete. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can select a retirement roadmap button. You get on my calendar, and we'll dig in. We'll start looking at the sum of stuff. It'll be, I think it's a great exercise to go through. I think it will also reduce the stress level. You'll know where things are at. It's just that knowing is such a great thing. And it'll be a great, I think it'll be a very good experience. Like I said, we're nice guys. You'll have fun. you know, we're not a salespeople. I'm not a sales. But we'll go through and I'll get you the information you deserve, because I think you deserve it. I think you're obligated. I'm obligated to give you that information. So, again, give us a call or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We're here for you.
It all starts with one call to Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group. 630-864-6711 is the number. 630-864-6711. Or online anytime at alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, been another great show here this week, my friend. And before we are out of time, the floor is once again all yours, sir, for the final word.
Well, as always, it's been a pleasure for me to be able to give some information out today and for all our listeners. I hope this has been helpful. I mean, and it truly is. That's my goal. If I can give you one idea or something that maybe motivates you to act and do some things, hey, we've delivered today, Kevin. So, you know, that's it.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and, when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.